This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made a court appearance in person for the first time since the military arrested her February 1st. Her lawyer said that Suu Kyi met with them before Monday's hearing. She faces several charges that her supporters say are attempts to discredit her and legitimize the military's takeover. Her previous court appearances were by video link, and she could not meet with the lawyers in person. Her lawyer said that Suu Kyi conveyed a message of well-being for Myanmar's people and that her political party would stand by them. They also met with Myanmar's ousted president, Win Myint, who was a defendant on some of the charges. A top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what more support they can get. McKenzie is a top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came to a fragile halt Friday, but left behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes and have been completely destroyed, and many more that were badly damaged. More at voanews.com. This